Here's a job title you won't see every day, Militant Thespian. Zakaria Zubeidi is an icon of the Palestinian uprising against Israel, the Intifada. He now says he believes theater is the best way to push for Palestinian statehood. Zubeidi once led the gunmen of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade in the West Bank city of Jenin, and for years he was at the top of Israel's most wanted list. But he recently put away his guns under a controversial amnesty program and then helped create a children's theater in his hometown. From Jenin, NPR's Eric Westervelt has our story.
Zakaria Zubeidi sits on an office couch in the Jenin refugee camp's Freedom Theater near a Che Guevara picture and blissfully lights a cigarette under a large neon no smoking sign. The 31-year-old's still boyish face is two-toned with burn marks from an explosion, scars from his years fighting Israel. But Zubeidi's talk these days is of a different kind of fight.
We in Palestinian society have lost our culture, our political culture and context. As a resistance fighter, I felt I was missing culture and depth of politics. So unfortunately, all my resistance work was wasted. Therefore, I'm getting back to culture as my way of getting to resistance.
We've besieged ourselves in Palestine, Zubeidi says, and we have to stop blaming everything on Israel. It's a remarkable turnaround for a man who used to sleep with his M16 at his bedside. Zubeidi insists his path from the West Bank's best-known gunman to children's theater impresario isn't as odd as it might seem. As a kid, he says, he loved to act in a theater here founded by an Israeli peace activist. Six of his friends from those youthful theater days are now dead, killed during the second Intifada.
Theater is much more beneficial than a weapon that is aimless, that doesn't have a proper target. You know what happened in Gaza.
That's a reference to the bloody inter-Palestinian fighting last year in the Gaza Strip. Under an agreement with the Palestinian Authority, which now controls only the West Bank, Zubeidi agreed to give up violence and put away his weapons. After staying violence-free during a three-month trial period, Zubeidi and some 30 other militants in the West Bank were recently removed from Israel's wanted list.
The agreement entailed stopping all kinds of military work, and I did it because I saw that military work was getting us nowhere.
Yet Zubeidi doesn't really trust the amnesty agreement, one result of a new round of peace talks with Israel. Fearful for his life, he still sleeps in a Palestinian government building in Jenin for protection. He could, in theory, return to his violent ways at any time, though he insists that's not his plan. Zubeidi calls himself the theater's idea maker and thinker. He also says he paves the way for social acceptance of the theater in this deeply conservative refugee camp. These days, he spends time reaching out to youth such as Ahmed El-Rok, a pudgy 19-year-old aspiring actor who idolizes Denzel Washington. I saw Denzel Washington in Malcolm X, an amazing performance, he says. It made me want to be an actor. Rok says he also looks up to Zubeidi. He doesn't really find it strange that the man long wanted for allegedly organizing shootings and bombings is now a supporter of the arts.
Zakaria has realized that a revolution and revolutionary behavior is not only through the use of a weapon, it's through reading and understanding and talking and through nonviolence.
The plays at Freedom Theater are not all about Israeli military checkpoints, roadblocks, incursions, and violence. To the delight of this day's packed audience of young schoolchildren, the play The Journey pokes fun at a wildly popular Syrian soap opera called Bab al-Hara. Unpolished and homemade, most of the plays produced in this 300-seat theater explore inward-looking themes rarely discussed openly in Palestinian culture, works that shine a light on family tensions, domestic violence, and social pressures. In The Journey, Rok, who plays a lead part, launches into a soliloquy about his abusive father.
You're a house painter, and I accept that with respect, but I want to become an actor. Why is that so hard for you to respect? Why do you have to beat me every day?
Later, Rok, who's from this refugee camp, says he hopes to pursue a career in acting. I want to spread the message that people shouldn't be afraid to say what they think, he says, and through art, maybe they can do that.
The message of this play is that we can't blame the occupation for everything. Their violence stems from us, in part, from problems that we create.
Then the 19-year-old has to rush off to another rehearsal. Gun or no gun, it's still not wise to keep Zakaria Zubeidi waiting. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jenin.